Now, what about his answer? You notice that as she's finishing the question, you can hear him in the background going, sort of agreeing. And you're immediately acceding, saying, yes, it is, it is. Yes, I am, because I think I agree with her. I certainly agreed with her then. Whether, in fact, I agree now, I'm not certain. Why aren't you certain? He's going, yes, in the background, and then immediately comes in with it is, yes. That's right. How do you feel about that now? Do you feel that you are saying something that you still believe now? Well, I'm not sure that I do. I think it's a, it could be, could I have a look at the transcript, please? Yes, here it is here. I say, as she's speaking, he's obviously empathizing with what she's saying and agreeing with it. Well, how do you feel now about what she's saying? Do you still feel that that's a very male thing? Because you say there, it is, it is. You agree. Do you feel that she's leading you there? Notice he hesitates there. I think that probably means that he's uncertain about what to say. Yeah, I agree with that. He seems to have a characteristic of, getting into his stride and then not knowing where to go next. And he then hesitates slightly before going on. Sometimes, it seems to me, in a quite different direction to the one that he was on before he hesitated. Yes, that's quite true. And there are a number of hesitations in his answer. Well, I don't think I agree that sort of in such a clear-cut way. Why not? What's more complicated about it now for you? Do you think that empathizing with the basic information that he's been given in the question affects his answer? Well, it must affect his answer. You know, I mean, he's agreeing and then looks around for information to support his agreeing. There he goes again, you see, thinking about what to say next, wondering where the argument's going to take him. I think that's right. Although it's extremely difficult to know, isn't it? Well, I think haven't really thought about it properly when I'm answering. Or I'm thinking about something else. Well, it's difficult to know whether, when he does eventually go on, whether he goes on for the right reasons, because he's found a sense, or whether he goes on to see if he's going to find a sense. And you say, yes, it is, it is. And then you say, why? And then you say, it's a tragedy. Why are you less sure now? I'm not being carried along by a sense of empathy, perhaps, that was present. Interesting how he goes the whole hog. He's terribly sort of tragic, isn't he? Yes, he seems to be overdoing it a bit. I sort of feel. Now, the first thing I'd like to talk about is the tone that person in the discussion has towards the original tape recording. Yeah, to me, it seems quite sarcastic, almost throwaway, as though the intensity of response that the person shows in the interview is being sort of run down in some way. Yes, he seems to be overdoing it a bit. I sort of feel. But I wonder if I'd like your opinions on the well, I don't think he's overdoing it at all, really. I think you know, the way in which he uses the word tragedy is interesting. Yes, it is, because he doesn't say just straight tragedy, does he? He says the sort of tragedy, does he not? Yes, I think so. Let's just go back and check that.
Those sorts of divisions and emphasis and concentration, that's a very male thing, isn't it? I mean, sort of intellectual divorce.
Let me just stop there for a minute. That's the actual interview, the original interview, that they're discussing, and the content of that obviously is important. I'll just go back and we can listen to that, the opening of that question again.
Those sorts of divisions and emphasis and concentration, that's a very male thing, isn't it? I mean, sort of intellectual divorced and separated off and not integrating with internal.
It is, because the thing that you do as a man often is separate from your living experience. And I think that's one of the enormous sort of tragedies of being a man. That's the first place I'd like to stop. And I really like your opinion
I'm
on
sorry,
the,
but
on the tone.
Can you stop the tape a minute? Look, I think you better go back, and I'm confused about who's wanting the tape to be stopped. Is that the person who's talking about the original person's attitude towards tragedy, is it the other person? Well, let's go back and listen to the whole thing without the interruption and see if it makes sense. I'll go right back to the original statement.
That's the first place I'd like to stop.
Now, you see, that's
and I really like your opinion on the
Don't stop the
tone
tape, don't stop the tape.
Of the person there. When he's talking about the way in which the interviewee is talking, you know, he says he's really terribly tragic. It feels like a put down to me. It does to me too. I must say it
oh, he's the other person.
It's almost as though he's throwing off and almost patronizing the way in which that the person was talking. It didn't sound.
Can you stop the tape for a minute?
As though.
Yeah, sure. What's bothering you?
I'd like to know the he. Now, he, when he says he's almost throwing off, let's just go back and listen again. Almost patronizing the way in which that the person was talking. It didn't sound as though he was overdoing it to me. I wonder if we could just go back and listen to that again. Yeah, okay.
Divorced and separated off.
This is the original tape, right? Yeah, that's right. This is the original one.
Because the thing that you do as a man often is separate from your living experience. Mm. And I think.
But what do you want us to say about this? Well, I want you to look at the things that are being said by the people discussing the tape and give me your opinion about them.
Stop the tape.
That's the interpretation. And now we're going to get the response, right? Yeah, hopefully we will.
That's the first one.
The first what? What does it mean?
That's the first one.
Well, let's just listen a bit longer.
The thing that you do as a man often is separate from your living experience.
There he goes. That's the first one. That's the first hesitation he's talking about.
Separate from your living experience.
That's.
And,
is that what he was referring to before?
There he goes again.
Look at this. Hang on. Let's go back.
The thing that you do as a man often.
Further back still. About here.
That's right. Well, that's what the person says it.
Which person?
the other person discussing the interview earlier on.
That's right. Well, that's what the person says it is. What I want you to say is whether you think it is or not.
He's asking him whether he thinks it's patronising or not. Well, how can he know whether it is or not?
You know, patronising.
He's asking him whether it's patronising. Listen again. Listen, it's perfectly clear.
That's right. Well, that's what the person says it is. What I want you to say is whether you think it is or not.
See? Well, he says
no, not necessarily.
There he goes. What about the patronising? Let's listen for the patronising.
Well,
there he goes. That's the first hesitation he's talking about.
No, they're talking about hesitation.
He's
asking him whether he's patronising or not.
Obviously, that's what he's doing.
Stop the tape. Will you just stop the tape?
Let the tape run. Just let it run.
Let it run.
No, we need to get rid of the living. It's the hesitation.
Let the tape run. Let it run.
No. The hesitation isn't important at all. What we need to be listening to is the interpretation. It's the interpretation that the commentator made. That's the important thing.
Will you let the tape run? Just let it stop the tape.
We'll have to go back and listen again.
What it means really is him itself feels certain things. He feels a sense of loss. Not men.
Tragedies, as you call them, of being male. Hello? Hello?
Take it apart. I mean, when you really take it apart and look at it closely, there's nothing there. Just nothing there at all.
You see, that's interesting because I'm searching for the right response to a question.
vulnerability of being male?
I'm not sure.
Those sorts of divisions and emphasis and concentration, that's a very male thing, isn't it?
I don't think so. You'd have to ask him.
Those sorts of divisions and emphasis and concentration, that's a very male thing, isn't it?
Maybe.
What are those tragedies, as you said, or the vulnerability of being male?
I don't think so. Ask him.
Those sorts of divisions and emphasis and concentration, that's a very male thing, isn't it?
I'm not sure. In fact, probably no.
Those sorts of
depends
divisions
on your point of view.
What
that's
are
a very male thing, isn't it?
Those
sorts of divisions. I don't think so.
Emphasis and concentration.
I'm not sure.
Those sorts of divisions.
You'd have to ask him.
Thank you.
Hello? Yes, speaking. I don't know. You'll have to ask him. That's a sort of a freshwater crayfish. You never catch it. Oh, look at it.
I love the way they stick to me.